Hello.
Hey, how's it going, my friend?
Yeah, everything is good. I went to Croatia for 3 days to check out all the locations for our film and meet the Croatian crew, so that April 17 is the date where we start shooting. So April 12th, I will fly to Croatia back. So all the prep with the stunt people, the blood effect people. We have the blood effect guy from the Serbian movie, one of the most horrific, brutal horror films in the history of film. He will do our blood effects because I want photorealistic blood effects like Dafur, what we had.
Oh my God,
Yeah.
wow.
And I mean, we have the migrant story, right? So it's kind of an African story playing in Italy and confronting this migrant scene to the audience. So yeah, it will be a hard shoot because there's a lot of action. We have to go on the ocean, and what we recognized is that in Croatia, basically wherever you are on the ocean, you see some land somewhere. So we have to be very careful because, of course, the idea is that they are on the Mediterranean Sea and there is no land till Italy comes. So and that is where we have to maybe do CGI. We're pricing it out already to remove the mountains or the land in the back, because I also don't want to shoot too far out in the ocean, with a huge packed up rubber boat. I mean, of course, we have a big boat and rescue divers and so on. But to shoot that a little closer to the land is, of course, safer.
Yeah.
Especially we have fighting there, and stunt people will fall dead from the boat. And I mean, as if you're really on the big open sea, with bigger waves and everything, the situation is not so controllable. So
Oh
naya.
no. Yeah, safety first, my friend, always.
Yes, that is the thing. It's like we're not Alec Baldwin in Rust. So we're really looking for that. We have always the safety is first, but we still shoot blanks and do scripts and stuff like this because I don't like to do that with CGI. It doesn't really look photorealistic, I have to say. It doesn't look real a lot of times when you know they didn't shot the bullet, they didn't have the script going. So we do it the old-fashioned way, how we did it in so many of my films, and I think we keep it that way. So
Yeah, no, you're pulling out all the stops for this movie. Very exciting.
yeah, so what date is your wedding? Or
My wedding is on April Fool's Day.
on April 1st, yeah, on purpose maybe, so that you can say later, "I annulated.
Well,
It was not true. It was April Fool's."
originally it was kind of like a joke, like as in like we were really going to get married, but we were going to tell our parents at the last minute. And it ended up that we realized that because we thought that they wouldn't believe us and they would be like, ha ha, thinking it's a joke, but we were actually getting married. But then we thought, it'll hurt their feelings. So we ended up inviting people and it turned into a, I don't know, not a huge thing. There's only like 11 people going, but that's coming up pretty soon. That's coming real soon. And it's going to be awesome. There's been a couple bumps in the road. Just a little bit of like family drama, like my mom losing part of her job. I told you about that. Yeah, DeSantis fired all of the diversity people, all the people who taught that. And my mom has two jobs, so she's okay, but she was expecting it and she wasn't. And then it's like right close to the wedding and all this other shit. So I told her not to give me anything, not don't give me any money. I'll pay for your meals. I'll pay for your Uber. So it's just like extra expenses I wasn't expecting, but it's all good. I want to take care of my mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that is always the thing when you travel to get married somewhere where people are not living. You, in a way, put a trip on them, you know, and then
Yeah.
you have to make the trip as positive and easy as possible. And, you know, so that is
Well,
the.
you know, I mean, we it could be just us and we would be fine. I think my mom is using like points on the
Yeah.
flight, so it's not that expensive, especially if I cover a lot of it, so it'll be okay, but really it could be just us and I'd be fine, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I just sent you a thing like that in the name of the king illegal on YouTube on a channel, and when you see 23 million downloads, I checked also it's the Hollywood English Collection. They have 1.11 million people following their channel. And I think it's insane because, of course, they never paid me. And I checked out if you have 23 million views on YouTube, it will be over $100,000 what you would get
Yeah.
for the advertising. And I just think, so it's a shout out to Hollywood English Collection. You know, I just think that is extremely unfair. You know, but they have all the justice as saying. More about this woman. So I don't know where they're coming from. And
It's some fucking asshole who got the movie, put it on their YouTube channel, and has pocketed $100,000 from you, essentially. So, like, people, everybody listening out there right now, I want you to report. When you see an Uwe Boll film on YouTube, report it. Report it. Yes. Like, you need to be more active, everybody out there, because that shit is not cool. I think this is a unique position that you're in because most independent films do not have 24 million views. You are unique in the fact that you get Hollywood attention because of the stars, and it's bullshit. You know, it's bullshit. 100%.
Yeah, and I think also it's unfair, you know, because look, the more social films like Dafür, Now Run, and stuff like this, real independent films, I can finance only because of the revenues of my bigger films based on video games in the beginning of my career. And if I get now like per year, like 30, 40, 60,000 bucks for that films as like royalties and residuals, you know. And then I see that somebody else who didn't license it made over 100,000 just putting it on YouTube, that it's just not fair. And it should be also
Yeah.
YouTube who should ask any film channel on YouTube if they have the licenses for that films. It cannot
Well, you
be.
know what?
YouTube plays always the ball back to the producers and the owners of property, what people post on YouTube. And of course, nobody has the time to follow the whole day, the whole year, all that shit, you know? So I think it's ridiculous. And if you know, have other things to do as to search in the internet the whole time, what's going on?
Yeah, YouTube's system of like if somebody uploads a movie, YouTube has a way to like identify that it's illegal from the studios, but independents are completely vulnerable. And sometimes if, you know, someone reports a movie, they'll like speed up the film slightly so their little AI doesn't pick up that the movie was uploaded illegally, like so it'll be like sped up just ever so slightly. So it's a different time running and all this other shit.
Yeah. And yeah, I know. And I mean, I'm not happy about it, I have to say, but it is what it is. And I mean, so is also Trump against Biden. It's now official.
Yep.
And when you see that today they moved the trial from Trump away to now end of April, or whatever. I mean, he plays the classical delay game. You know?
Yeah,
Yeah,
because he
he
thinks
tries to
that if he
get through it
wins,
and win the election and then dump all
yeah.
the lawsuits. So, pardoning himself, you know, when he said he will pardon everybody from the January 6th riots, like the whatever revolution, and he will pardon them, they're all getting out of jail. The only reason he's doing it is because he can pardon them himself also. You know, he will just do a general pardon for anything what happened on January 6th and let like whatever 100 people out of jail. And oh, by accident, now, because the whole thing is pardoned, so everything is fine and nobody can ever charge him for it again for treason, you know? So, and it's clever from him, you know? I mean, Trump is actually a very street clever shyster person who actually gets away with murder, exactly how he said it years and years ago, you know?
I think the man is only as good as his people. You know, he has a lot of money, so he hires the best people around him, and that's how I think money has bought this strategy. I don't think he came up with it on his own.
No, true. So that shows even if he hires and fires a lot of attorneys, his legal team is not so bad. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And then the
they've stretched it out for quite some time now.
Yes. So that is the thing. So we will see. And I watched Bill Maher yesterday, but my gut feeling overall is not good for Biden. You know, I think the age situation around Biden will overshadow his actual, let's say, what he did.
His achievements, yeah.
Yeah, the achievements and what he actually did, right? So, I mean, and that is the thing where I feel like that doesn't matter at all because America is not in bad shape right now. You know? And it's not in a total disastrous situation. The
Yeah,
stock
well, that's because Biden is here
people
to kind of
working.
run the ship, you know?
Yeah, you know, so, and that is the thing. It's like, of course, there's that migrant issue that too many migrants coming in. But still, I mean, besides this, America is not looking bad. So. And a lot of things
Supposedly,
what Biden are doing is Republican policies, right? He drills oil like crazy. He sells gas like crazy. So he's not really an environmental cautious president. He looks more into just making money and making America richer, let's say it this way. I mean, I don't see here total. Like a total acceptance of climate change is real, and we really have to do something to do, you know. So.
yeah, he's pretty middle of the road, honestly. He's not incredibly
Left.
liberal. Yeah. And supposedly Biden's supposed to administer like an emergency decree to get all the border shit under control, because right now the Republicans are kind of withholding all he's given them all, everything that they wanted. But now they kind of want to make him look bad, so they don't want to accept it. So the word on the street is that he's going to have some kind of emergency decree to make himself look better, like one of those things that Trump abused all the time.
Yeah, so Ukraine, nothing is new. Germany still refuses to deliver the big bombs, the Taurus bombs. What I think is good that we don't give them this kind of rockets because they can fly into Moscow. And I'm sure that Ukraine would use them So we can be all happy that Putin, I think, has no interest in destroying the world or having World War III. He's not completely, he's not this James Bond villain who wants that the whole earth goes under. He's not like this. I think he's more calculating, and he wants to come out as a winner economically, military, and so he's focusing on the Ukraine. And I think I tweeted, actually, there was the ex-ambassador from Ukraine. I follow him on Twitter, and he said, "How can we not get the towers, whatever?" And I tweeted back and said, "You will lose the war. Your people now are dying senseless because you are not negotiating a peace." So that is the reality. It's always easy to say, "We're not giving one square inch of our country away," if you're not in the front lines. I mean, what is the value of human life? I mean, I have to say, for me, it's the highest value, because I would be not willing to be in the trenches fighting to protect the German border, period. I'm not willing to do this for nothing, because if a war comes out, it's always the reality that it's a total failure of policy. And it's better when the Pope said, "Come with the white flag," right? Then everybody lost it on the Pope last week, where they said, "How can he say that the Ukraine should capitulate, right? Since they should give up." But the Pope said crystal clear, "No, the white flag is the flag for stop shooting and let's negotiate." The white flag is not always like we're giving up and now we want to be enslaved by Russia.
Well, I mean, that's Putin wants to get rid of the Nazis, so he says. So I think that what would happen is it would look like a negotiation, but in reality, Putin would demand that his own people take control, they take power, and essentially the Ukraine goes back into the way it was, where they had some kind of corrupt official that was taking orders from the Kremlin that they had ousted, and that's how they ended up becoming democratic in the first place. Putin
Yeah, but
doesn't want any of that. He wants to have control over the person who's in power. You know what I
but
mean?
what doesn't mean that he gets it if there is now a negotiation. If Trump is president, then the negotiation is very much in disadvantage from the Ukraine, because Putin knows, okay, US is already out, they don't support them anymore. Now it's only the EU like countries supporting the Ukraine. So, and then Putin will feel stronger. I don't know if there's somebody coming. Wait 1 second, I have to open the
No,
door.
it's all good. Cute little doggy. Ruff, ruff, ruff. I've got a dog now too. Oh, my dog's coming. My dog's coming to see what's going on. He's like, I hear a dog.
Wait 1 second, it could be that my kid's at the gate and they're there. So I have to go up and open the gate for them. I don't know, can you pause and then we go on again and you cut it together?
Yeah, I can cut it together. Let me stop for a second, then you come back. You just let me know when you're
Okay,
ready, okay?
I will do it
All right.
uphill and then I
Okay.
come back.
Okay.
Oh, I'm back.
You're back. How's everybody doing?
No, good. I mean, Natalie went today to Montreal to her sister, where she meets her daughter, and then she goes to Toronto and New York because Angelina turns 18, and they're looking at the East Coast for universities where Angelina can go in fall. She's already accepted, actually, in four different universities. Unbelievable.
What
And
university?
you are here, Ontario, Georges, or whatever the name is. I'm not the familiar with it, but so they, yeah, they checking out what is the best spot for her for fall, moving from Vancouver to Ontario, Toronto, or Montreal. And to New York, they go only because Natalie was there at the school at one point. So she was since over 20 years not in New York. And so, and she said, now where I'm in Toronto, I really want to visit New York again. So that is what they do, and where the Angelina's 18th birthday gets celebrated. So,
Wow,
and
that's amazing. They get old so quickly, you
yes,
know?
it's crazy, right? From the little girl, then the little teenager, now to 18, and she really got her shit together. And tomorrow, my son KJ comes from Vancouver, and he will be with Walter, me, and the dogs here up to Eastern. And next week, we go 1 week to the Black Forest. So,
How old is KJ now?
KJ is 15.
Oh, look at that. He'll be 18 soon, too.
Yeah. It's crazy, no? So time flies by, and boom, we're dead. So, so we have to use our situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that is the reason I also want to really make films now, and not like thinking in 20 years, the time where I was really fit. I let that slide and didn't even try it anymore. You know, so it's now the time. It's not when you're 80, like Martin Scorsese. I have to say, The Killers of the Flower Moon, I didn't watch it so far. I want to watch it, but Matthias, my DP, told me it's so boring. It's so boring. And I have to say, the similar to the what I said about Napoleon, it's really boring. You know, all that
You know,
sweet. I
I
was
saw
not so
Napoleon
cute.
too.
What?
I saw Napoleon too.
Yeah.
So wait, let's talk about Napoleon for a second. I'm curious because so the movie was like he was kind of like this dude who kind of manipulated his way up the ladder in the military, right?
Yes.
And then he like gets a wife, steals the wife actually from somebody else, and then she cheats on him, and he's devastated. He's on the battlefield. He abandons his troops. He's got to go home. He goes back. How could you do this to me? And then she's like, "Did you have any lovers?" And he's like, "Of course."
No, that is the thing. I mean, I felt that that film this time was more about also his private life, and that he was a total victim of that woman who played him like a violin, you know. And but it was
It
overall,
was,
I was not like totally engaged, right?
yeah.
It's also, it has to do with, you know how it ends. And in a way, you know how it ends with Oppenheimer, you know how it ends with all the Avengers films, you know how it ends how with a film like Killers of the Flower Moon. So
Yeah.
there is not really a lot of news to it.
Yeah. They obviously spent a lot of fucking money on it. That's for one thing.
Yes. Yeah, but also with enough money, there was so much CGI, right? So much like in the battles, they have like 200 extras and they make 20,000 out of it. That is to, in today's time, many, like so easy. It's cheaper. We had to put on, in the name of the king, groups of soldiers on the field, like 100 soldiers, and then we had to move them 10 meters to the right and film them with a locked up camera, and then we had to move them on the next one and the next one and the next one. So we, the crowd dope was not like, make please AI make out of 200 people 20,000 boom, like it is basically today. That, you know, it was like you had to film it, you had to film the plates, and then in post you had to put all that plates together, you know.
Wow. Yeah, so you did it the old school way.
Yeah, but it's not the old school way. It was the only way to do it at the time where we shot in the name of the king. And it was the only way to do it. So, and there was more time intense. You know, you had to shoot and shoot and shoot. But the good thing this week was also the news that you found that lab, what has a lot of ball 35 millimeter prints, where yeah. we, even Stoic, that made me very happy. So we can continue maybe getting UHDs, 4K, new DVD versions out to a lot of films. And that is
yeah,
very
like
cool. Yeah,
we should even do a box set, you know?
Yes, that's what I told to Louis Justin, who is doing it. So, and I'm very excited. It looks like he is playing game and he wants to do all of this, and that is good. Every movie counts for the future. If you have 4K versions, there will be definitely more income coming in. And I think that is very positive, very positive. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll help the movies be preserved into the future with the 4K format.
Yes, and then I think it will be also more attractive for the streamers to just buy stuff, you know, so that buy them,
yes.
relicense the films again. Yeah.
Yeah, really exciting. And the guy who helped me find the Film Lab people, very yeah. nice guy, and he wants to like screen them and have like a ball film festival and all this stuff. We'll have to see, but we're going to wait until after the films are scanned to think about any kind of like movie screening, because they have postal in 35 millimeter. That's very rare.
Yeah, that is very good also, you know, because that is also stuff where I would travel. You know, we can, if we plan that long time ahead and I can connect it to whatever, going to the post-production of Run in LA, you know, and then I'm already in America.
Yeah.
And then we show stuff like this. I think that I would totally be game, totally do this. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I love it.
Let me try and figure it out.
Talking about the films. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you have a big audience. I think that it would get a great turnout. I think that it would be very popular. I think that just the postal screening alone would get people there. People would probably fly out for something like that. So very exciting.
Yeah. Okay, I think that was it. I will have now a cappuccino and watch German soccer and keep basically booking flights for a lot of people into Zagreb. We're working on a press release, and as soon as it's in the Hollywood Reporter, who is in the movie's full cast now, we can get out there and discussing it in an overball raw, you know, so I don't want to blow it, so that if we say it now and then everybody writes about it and then we don't get an exclusive in the Variety or Hollywood Reporter. So
yeah,
you know, so I have to.
All right, so guys, everybody, we want you to follow us on Twitter. Please follow us, UvaBall7. I'm GaryAuto0. There's also the UvaBall Raw USA main hub, and you know, share the trailer for the upcoming Uwe Boll film. It's pinned to the top of the page. If you guys could share it on your feed so we could raise awareness for the film. It's going to have a German premiere. What was the date for the German premiere?
April 10 in the film festival, but then we have to wait till end of August, beginning of September, with the release in the US and in Germany in some movie theaters, what is good. And but push the trailer out there. Also check my Uwe Boll video channel. There's the trailer from my Banditos doku, where I'm discussing now also a possible US at least streaming release. And then yeah, you know, like just follow everything what happens, and buy now please the postal 4K and the Blood Rain 4K from Massacre Video. They're out there now. So order it, show that you actually want to support me and that we swallow up the losses of 23 million free views of In the Name of the King. It makes me very mad. That is so ridiculous, you know. And on the other hand, remember that we tried to do In the Name of the King as a TV series, you know, and with this numbers, how can a streamer not give me the money? I mean, think about it. 23 million views, illegal views on a YouTube channel. So I would say we're not like over exaggerating to say In the Name of the King was watched at least from a billion people over 20 mm-hmm. years. It was in free TV, in cable, on stream, in the movie theaters, on DVD, worldwide, everywhere. So if you have something what got watched by a billion people, how can a streamer not give me like 20, 30 million bucks to make another trilogy or to make a TV series? I don't get it. It's idiotic.
Yeah. No, I think that the IP has value for sure. And I think that it's an identifiable IP. If I was to go up to anybody at any Comic-Con and say, In the Name of the King, I'd say like 80% of them would know what I was talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Totally. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Yeah. Right. And have a good weekend. And we talk next week.
Yes, we will record again. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Uwe. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.